Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
My close and personal friend, John Michael MC, sent me this story. He's one of these guys I chat with from time to time. And he said, Steve, an interesting story crossed the local news. No, not sure if you saw it, but I think you'll find it interesting. Pittsfield traffic stop reveals that District Attorney Harrington had suspended license. And this is from the Berkshire Eagle in Massachusetts, Pittsfield. Heather Bellow wrote the story. And I've mentioned before that I am a firm believer in the idea that if you are a judge, a lawyer, a district attorney, anybody in the public eye, particularly those associated with law enforcement, you should hold yourself to a higher standard, and the community should hold you to a higher standard. So when the Berkshire district attorney was involved in a traffic stop, someone noted that her driver's license had been suspended for more than 9 months, and she was pulled over by a city police officer for driving the wrong way on a one-way street. Now, again, I'm an attorney in Michigan, and I'll tell you that this is not one of those laws that's that confusing. Most people learn what one-way streets are all about and how they work in driver's ed. Now, the district attorney's driving record is a public record that was obtained by the Eagle, the Berkshire Eagle, and it shows that her license was suspended because she did not answer to a speeding ticket in New York State. But again, this seems like something she would have known about. And as a district attorney, she should have also known that if you get a speeding ticket anywhere, you should respond to it. The suspension began November 24th, 2019. It was cleared and her license was restored on September 4th of 2019, according to documents obtained from the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles. It stemmed from a traffic violation in the town of Clinton in Dutchess County on June 10th, 2019, according to New York State DMV. But her license was still under suspension on Tuesday, September 1st, when she was pulled over. So in other words, her license was suspended, and it was about to be reinstated. She was out driving, apparently, and got pulled over for driving the wrong way down a one-way street. Now, of course, she could make the argument, say, officer, I was only driving one way. Old joke. A city police officer stopped the district attorney at 2:30 in the afternoon after spotting her driving in the wrong direction on Gordon Street, according to Lieutenant Gary Traversa, a spokesperson for the Pittsfield Police Department. Gordon Street is one way between Elm and Deming. Records indicate that Harrington was driving a rental or fleet vehicle, according to an email that Traversa wrote. The officer issued her a verbal warning. Traversa said Tuesday he did not have immediate access to information about why she wasn't cited or charged with the moving violation and driving while her license was suspended. So a police officer pulls her over for driving the wrong way down a one-way street, discovers her license is suspended, and lets her skate on both charges. The police chief could not be reached for comment. See, this is the kind of stuff that doesn't look good. That's why nobody wants to comment. Makes them look bad. The DA did not respond to calls and messages left Tuesday seeking comment. Her spokesperson also did not respond to the Eagle's request after saying he would inquire about the matter. And this matter is ongoing. That's a good one. Remember that. It is unclear how the DA resolved the suspension and if she paid a fine, how much. For a first offense, penalties for a criminal conviction of driving with a suspended license can include 10 days in jail, fines of up to $1,000, or both. And in many states, driving on a suspended license is a crime. An actual crime. You might say, Steve, isn't that obvious? No, not necessarily. Some states, they call it different lower-level traffic infractions, civil infractions. I mean, they're not crimes in that sense. They involve fines, but no jail time. So you ain't going to jail for a parking ticket in most states. That's the only thing you got is a parking ticket. You get a ticket for parking wrong. Most states, you don't go to jail for that. So if a traffic incident involves the potential of jail, there's a good chance that's considered a crime. So for first offense, penalties for criminal conviction of driving on a suspended license can include up to 10 days in jail and a fine of up to $1,000 or both. And you know who would know this? The district attorney. You know who would also know this? The police officer who pulled over the district attorney and didn't give her tickets for either. The district attorney was elected in 2018 and sworn in on January 2nd, 2019. So what you've got here is one of those situations that looks like preferential treatment. So if you or I are out driving around in broad daylight, middle of day, wrong way down a one-way street, and we're local, by the way. So you lose the argument, I got confused, didn't understand where. No, you're local, you're driving the wrong way down the street. Cop pulls you over. Do you know why I pulled you over? No, I don't, sir. Well, did you notice all the cars that are going that way are honking at you and flipping you off? Now, if you say no, you're very unobservant. You say yes, he's going to say, do you know why they're doing that? I have no idea. Okay, how long you lived in the area? Didn't you know this is a one-way street? Can I see your driver's license and registration? You hand over the documents, goes back to his car, and he comes back and says, did you know your license is suspended? Now, that's a trick question for you. If you knew, yes, why are you driving? No, you didn't know that? Do you remember getting a ticket in New York? Do you remember taking care of that ticket? Because you couldn't have remembered taking care of it because you didn't take care of it. So did you know your license was suspended? Aren't you the district attorney? Shouldn't you know these things? Do you know how laws work? Do you know what all of this stuff means? As district attorney, don't you have assistants who go to court and handle traffic tickets? Isn't one of the things they handle people driving the wrong way down one-way streets and people driving in suspended licenses? Doesn't it happen all the time? Don't you encounter that all the time? So you must know that there are laws against those two things. So if you know there's laws against those two things, why are you doing them? Why are you doing them? So a suspended driver's license, and it had been suspended for 9 months. So again, when it gets suspended, they usually send you some kind of correspondence. Congratulations, your license has been suspended. It'll get reinstated if you take care of the underlying problem and pay a reinstatement fee. And since your license was about to get reinstated, it either means that this was the triggering event that made her go in and get it all taken care of, or that she had started to take care of it, but she knew it wasn't reinstated. But again, if there were any good excuses here, the various spokespeople who've failed to respond would have responded. They'd have come out and said, hey, let's explain what happened here. And are there any possible explanations that make sense? Somebody in New York got pulled over and gave a fake ID to the cops, and it really wasn't her. Well, that's possible. Didn't say that, though, you know. And if that's what happened, then the license suspension would be very easy to clear up, wouldn't it? So what it looks like happened here is that she got a speeding ticket in New York, lives in Massachusetts, didn't take care of the speeding ticket in New York. By the way, that's a problem also. Because as a district attorney, don't you work within the legal system? So if you got the speeding ticket, you had a right to contest it, by the way. You could have gone up and contested it. People contest tickets all the time. In fact, the DA deals with people contesting tickets all the time. So you could have gone up there and contested it, but you didn't. So whatever happened, happened. You knew that was going to happen because you're a DA. You know how these things work. So your license got suspended. So you should have taken immediate steps to get your license reinstated. And until such time as it got reinstated, you stopped driving because you can't drive legally. And again, you know that because you're the DA. So you're driving along one day. You get pulled over by a cop because you're driving the wrong way down the street. And again, this is a trap for the stupid because most people would think that if they have a suspended license or some other reason they don't want to come into contact with the police, they behave better than normal. They're on their best behavior. Otherwise, they run into a police officer who pulls them over, says, let me see your license, and goes, hey, your license is suspended. This is the kind of stuff that boggles my mind. And so the fact that a police officer pulls over the district attorney and there's two things she could be ticketed for. She doesn't get ticketed for either one. Just let her go. And now that it's been revealed and it's being dragged out in the light of day by the Berkshire Eagle and Heather Bellow, no one wants to talk. And this is the kind of thing that erodes faith in the legal system. And so Oakland County, Michigan had a prosecutor for many, many years. And there were a couple examples where he got huge breaks from the police because he had scrapes with the law and it would get publicized. Oh, he got pulled over and they let him go. And They knew who he was, and they have to deal with him on a daily basis. But I would think a police officer would actually look at the DA and go, I've got to write you up. You're the DA. If I don't write you up, what lesson are we sending to people? And instead, didn't write her up and hope that nobody would catch it. But guess what? It got caught. So, John Michael, MC, thanks for sending it to me. Pittsfield traffic stop reveals DA Harrington had suspended license. Heather Bellow wrote it. Great story in the Berkshire Eagle. Thanks a lot, guys. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll always talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. A day without sunshine is like, you know, night.